You said that Secretary Kennedy broke promises to you.
It's pretty clear.
Do you think he just made those promises to win your vote, that it was just political expediency?
Easy to surmise.
You hate the question of whether you regret your vote. But can you explain why you said yes?
Bobby Kennedy was going to have the ear of the president. The president seems to be fascinated with the Kennedys. So either he was going to be in a position where there were guardrails, and I did have commitments made as to kind of guardrails, or he was going to be appointed White House health czar, in which case he'd have the president's ear without the guardrails. Now, I had to make a decision. He's going to have the president's ear. Is it going to be with some sort of guardrails where there'd be a commitment to meet on a quarterly basis, in which there could be regular communication, in which there would be kind of an agreement that I would have, you know, obviously as a chair, I have some role in terms of the people who assist him? Mm-hmm. Or would he be an unappointed, excuse me, a non-Senate confirmed health care czar? That's kind of my choice. And I chose, you can criticize it, but I chose to have the one with the guardrails.
You think you reined him in?
The commitment.
It would have been worse?
I don't. That is something that you cannot know. We can't go back in time and say, White House czar. But we do know the president is very influenced by Bobby Kennedy.
But you don't think he should be in that job?
At this point, the commitments that were made to me have been violated.
Mm-hmm.
When commitments are made, trust is destroyed. It's difficult to have effectiveness. By the way, I once read, trust is the coin of the realm. If you lose trust, you lose everything here. And by the way, the ability to work with others is essential for a government to function.